There is increased risk of wheat streak mosaic virus in next year's wheat crop due to a number of factors. There is no treatment for wheat streak, so the best way to stop the spread is by controlling volunteer wheat and grassy weeds. Losses from wheat streak were down in 2018 and 19 from a high in 2017 when they reached $76.8 million in loss to Kansas wheat farmers. Several factors lead to 2021 being another year of potentially devastating losses. First of all, agronomic conditions during the 2020 wheat crop have a large effect on the amount of volunteer wheat that is emerging. Drought conditions last fall and this spring decreased kernel weight and likely increased harvest losses of grain. These smaller kernels might germinate into volunteer wheat, increasing the risk of severe wheat streak mosaic next year. Farmers also faced several other production challenges in 2020. These included freeze damage, hailed out wheat, some reports of head scab, and water logging conditions in parts of central Kansas. These can all increase the presence of volunteer wheat. Secondly, some areas of the state have seen substantial rainfall over the past couple weeks. For example, areas in southwest Kansas have received 3 to 4 inches more precipitation than normal this July. While this moisture is certainly very welcomed in drought-stressed areas, wet weather through late summer often favors multiple flushes of volunteer wheat and also favors the growth of other grassy weeds that can also support moderate populations of the curl mites and virus. These weather patterns keep a lot more alternative host plants alive during the critical period when mites and the virus would not have plants to survive on. Thirdly, the farm economy is in a decline right now, so farmers may not want to invest the money in controlling volunteer. Farmers are enduring a multi-year slump in crop and livestock prices that is pushing many to the edge. With the COVID-19 crisis and loss of export markets, farmers are facing a plethora of challenges. The decline in global growth has impacted farmers and ranchers in three distinct ways. First, decreased global trade, specifically phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal. Redirection of food supply, while businesses were closed, farmers lost markets to restaurants and schools. And bottlenecks in food supply chains, such as lack of agricultural workers available. Despite these factors, farmers must control volunteer wheat now to stop the streak. The farm economy can't afford to leave another $76.8 million in the field again next year. A second management practice to limit the spread of the virus is to avoid early planting. Finally, farmers can choose varieties with genetic resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus or the wheat curl mite. By following these management practices, we can stop the spread of wheat streak mosaic virus in next year's wheat crop. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.